Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make Your Day Count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day,
this first day of November.
I will make my day count. Mm-hmm. I make a quality decision that the first day of the November, mm-hmm. I am going to make this day count.
The 11th month.
Yes. Forgetting, watch this now, forgetting those things that are behind me and start anew.
A Monday the first of November. So this is our year of the 11th hour breakthrough. So here we are in the 11th month. So we must do the things that we said we were going to do, that we told ourselves that we were going to do on December 31st, 2020, as we crossed into this year. It is not too late. Don't say, I'm going to wait until 2022, because you must put yourself in position right now to experience the great abundance that 2022 has in store for you. So get yourself in position. It is the year of the 11th hour breakthrough. And that comes from Matthew chapter 20. All this year, Pastor Beckford has been teaching on those scriptures, coming back to them again and again, where we must make a quality decision to leave the idleness of the marketplace and go into the vineyard.
Let's look at Matthew chapter 20 and verse 6. And we're going to draw a parallel with John chapter 5, 1 through 9. Because we are now in the 11th hour. And it's never too late.
Matthew chapter 20, verse 6. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, and said to them, why have you been standing here idle all day? They said to him, because no one hired us. He said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, you will receive.
So Diana, y'all needed to hold that. He came at the 11th hour of the day. They were there rep all day. And he asked them the question, why are you here all day unproductive, idle? You are unproductive. You spend all day here, and there is nothing productive out of that. Go into the vineyard, and what is right, you'll get. Now slip over. See, here's a parallel. Mm-hmm. John, it's never too late. Somebody says, never too late for me.
Never too late for me.
Never too late for me. I will not give up. Mm-hmm. I will not give in. Look at John 5, 1 through 9 now. John 5.
After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years.
Yes. So go ahead. Let's read.
When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition for a long time.
How long?
A long time. He said to him, do you want to be made well?
Watch your parallel. Go ahead.
The sick man answered him, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me.
Oh, so let's look at both. Matthew chapter 20, verse 6. These guys were there, all day. And when the master asked them, why are you here all days idling? What was the answer?
Because no one hired us.
Okay. Look at the guy at the pool. When Jesus asked him,
do you want to be made well? The sick man answered him, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up.
Yeah.
But while I am coming, another steps down before me.
So we know that he was trying.
Mm-hmm.
He was what? Trying. We got to get the whole thing. He says, no human being offer me any assistance. They saw me in this condition. They know that I am not able to beat those people. Because here's the thing, Diane. When the angel come at a certain time, everybody's anticipating and waiting, right? For the angel. So does this man. So does this man. And the water is dark. But here is what happened. Whoever what? First.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine the rush to get in there? Whoever first? He also was trying. He said, while I am trying to get there, while I was going on my way, someone faster than me, quicker than me, beat me. In life, it seems like when we try, someone get ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
But don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up. Don't give in.
Because he could have repositioned himself.
Oh, yeah.
Why was he still coming from so far every time?
Yeah.
When he was there in the place, he knew the location. He knew the place of the healing. He knew the place where the water would be stirred. It wasn't continually changing. It wasn't sometimes to the north, sometimes to the south, sometimes to the east, sometimes to the west.
Come on,
so
Dan.
He could have strategically positioned himself so that he was closer, he was more prepared for the next phase. He could have strategically positioned himself, just like the people in Matthew chapter 20, where it said that they were standing idle in the marketplace.
Yeah.
They didn't receive their prosperity until they went in to the vineyard, until they move from the place where they are. So we must strategically position ourselves. You might not be able to see yourself yet in the most advanced position, but surely you could see yourself a little bit further along than you are right now, so that you could be prepared and in position for the next opportunity, for the next open door that's set before you. Because a lot of times we miss the opportunity because we're not prepared. Because we're not prepared, we can't enter the door of the opportunity. If you are continually faithfully preparing yourself, you will never miss an opportunity, because on your road of preparation will come multiple opportunities, and you will be ready then to walk through that door, that effective door, that perpetual door of return, which is Jesus. He said, I am the door.
Right.
So he is the perpetual door of return. But our part is to be a doer of the word, a doer of the work, and not a hearer only. They were hearers only when they were idle in the marketplace. They were witnesses only when they were there by the pool. They didn't begin to experience it until they did something.
Yes. So you have to strategically, while waiting, while what? Waiting, you must what? Strategically position yourself for the next move.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
Yeah.
See, you hit the point.
Mm-hmm.
He was moving, but not quick enough, not fast enough. There were people ahead of him. But I give him credit now, because he didn't give up. I give him credit.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how many attempts he made?
Yeah.
Because he was in that condition for a very long time.
38 years. And then he was confronted with the truth.
Yeah.
Do you want to be made well?
Well, yeah.
That was the question, because he did not know that this was Jesus that was speaking. The confrontation was the confrontation with the truth. The truth said, do you want to be made well? Do you really want it? It's 38 years been. Do you really want it? Do you want to be made well? And then Jesus responds in verse 8, but he doesn't know that this is Jesus, because later they said, who told you to do this?
You're right.
He didn't know that it was Jesus. So the Bible gives us in the narration here, it tells us that it's Jesus that is talking, but the man did not know yet that this was Jesus. He was just confronted with that bold, in-your-face statement,
yes.
Do you want to be made well? Because if you really want it, it's going to happen. If you really want it, you're going to move in that direction. If you're still in love with the struggle, then you probably don't really want
it. Come on. If you're in love with the struggle, with the condition, mm-hmm. you might not really want mm-hmm. it.
So he said, do you want to be made well? And then in verse 8, Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk.
Yeah.
And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him, who was cured, it is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed. He answered them, he who made me well said to me, take up your bed and walk. Then they asked him, who is the man who said to you, take up your bed and walk? But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn a multitude being in that place. So it says there plainly in verse 13, he did not necessarily know that that was Jesus. He just had this confrontation with the truth. Do you really want it? And if you really want it, rise up and take your bed and walk.
You got to do something. When mm-hmm. when the master confronted the laborers at the 11th mm-hmm. hour, he asked them, why are you here all day? And use the word idling. It's all day mm-hmm. you out mm-hmm. here. Why is it that your life isn't productive?
And you have an idle car has everything that it needs. It has fuel, it has an engine, it has the gear shift. An idle car has everything that it needs. So like us, we have everything that we need, but we must shift, we must put it into gear, our life into gear, and begin to move.
That's right. Because nothing is going to happen
until something happens.
Okay.
And change isn't change until you change.
The change is no change mm-hmm. unless you
change.
And to change, you have to do something.
Do you want to be made well? If so, rise, take up your bed and walk. Take every limit off.
Yeah.
Pick up the things that were carrying you, the place of comfort that was carrying you. Pick that thing up. You have total dominion over every situation. You have total dominion. How? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. The same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead, that brought him from the state that he was, crucified, ripped up, shredded, torn apart,
come on,
to 3 days later in a glorious body that they did not recognize at first, because the last Jesus they saw was busted and disgusted. That's for somebody this morning. Maybe the last Jesus you saw was presented to you as busted and disgusted, but there has been a resurrection.
Come on, somebody.
There is glory in the place. The life with Jesus Christ is glorious. It's not busted. It's not disgusted. It's glorious. You have everything that you need. You are well able. God, he equipped you with everything you need pertaining to life and godliness. The peace that surpasses all understanding is your portion. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.